roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, this is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr., Sonia Bishop, on the African American Talk Radio Show. A very special Christmas edition. So glad to have you and our entire Truth Network 88.1 family with us tonight. We're going to celebrate the season. And Jesus still is the reason for the season. And we're about to have a fun evening. We've got the lines are lit up. The World Wide Web is... great response for tonight's show. We wanted to take a moment to celebrate with family and friends. It has been, how can I say this? It has been a awesome, almost unbelievable year. It's been, if I had to preach tonight, and I'll try not to, it has been an eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. It's been a supernatural year of God bringing the right people together to take the media and entrepreneurship, finance and film and faith to another level. I can almost say beyond a shadow of a doubt that most of us are just blown away. This time last year, some of us didn't even know one another, and here we are closer than almost natural brothers and sisters. The song that just went off, it was a Christmas song by Nat King Cole, and every time I hear that song, it reminds me of my father who's going on. Louis Bates, I can remember as a little boy, he was a Nat King Cole fanatic, and that's one of the things we're going to be doing tonight, kind of sharing Christmas memories and moments, hearing from some of the people who in a few days you'll hear their voices and their faces. So let's have a merry, merry, merry Christmas special and a show. It's going to be on a lot of the test pilots starting tomorrow. And so I just wanted to be able to have the family together. This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. On the African American Talk Radio Show special Christmas edition on the Truth Network. My co-host is Sonia Bishop. We've got a great show of guests. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare line called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Francis and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
Walking down that hill, my girl.
It's Bishop Michael Bates Sr., Sonia Bishop, on the African American Talk Radio Show special edition, our Christmas special for you tonight. I'm glad to have had Smokey and Francis all year long. The sales of the skincare going through the roof. They're already packaged and just over and over and over and over. We've had this turnover. Talked to everybody this morning on how the Christmas sales were going, and they make great packages. They're already packaged so beautifully. Let's go to the airways. Let's go to the studio. Let's have some fun here, and let's share a little Christmas cheer. I'm glad to have with me, man, he's become my brother by another mother, Jimmy Davies, Sherelle James, Sean Ingram of Every Dot Black Channel, with us on our Christmas special tonight. Jimmy, Sherelle, Sean, are you with us tonight?
Hey!
Yeah, I guess all three of us are on, so thank you so much for inviting us.
Oh, man, we didn't want to do tonight without you guys. January, I believe, the 5th through the 8th is the big day for Every Dot Black Channel, man. Jimmy, Sherelle, Sean, we're so glad to have you a part of this Truth family. It's Christmas time in the city. Feel free to just step in, give us some of your favorite Christmas moments. Jimmy, you can kind of lead us, tell us a little bit about what we're going to be expecting throughout the coming year, 2018.
Well, sure. First of all, I just want to say I agree with you. It's been quite a 2017. A year ago, I had my wildest dreams. I'd be having a single radio show, let alone leading a channel of radio show hosts and some really dynamic people that we have lined up. For example, we've got Latasha Bescatti and Ingrid Jones. I'm going to let Ingrid tell you about her show, but for the women. And then we've got Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor. He's going to be bringing an entrepreneur show about urban real estate. We also decided to give away a free show. And Sherelle James is one of the contestants for the free show, and she can explain more about that.
Wow.
And then, every 90 days we're going to literally give away a free radio show to the best idea. So the contest never ends, and we want to keep a steady flow of fresh ideas coming through the door. And the best man or woman who's going to get the show. We've also got Tamisha Thomas with Too Much TV on social media, again, focusing around entrepreneurship. Demita White and Dan Griffin are going to be working with the youth entrepreneurs, Kids Under Pressure. And then myself and my new co-host, Ryan Ray, who is really a dynamic young man, has a financial fitness package, and my experience has been in entrepreneurship. We're going to have a show. And then Sean, again, I'll let Sean talk about his show coming up. And then we've got Kim Vaughn, the glamour girl of comedy, teamed up with Carnella Hill here, who's in Raleigh. And so the two of them. And then we've got a few other people who are going to come on from time to time talking about real estate or technology. So we're really excited. January 8th is actually our launch date. All of our shows will be on Monday. And we're just ready to go. So we're really excited.
We're super excited. Sean, come on in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Oh, we're not going in. We're here.
Definitely excited to be a part of this movement. It's definitely a movement to me, a powerful movement at that. I think it's just going to shed so much light, and feed so much information, needed information, to our communities and across the world, in a sense. So definitely happy to be a part of this movement.
We're glad to have you, man. I mean, well, words cannot express how excited we are to have you guys a part of this family. Who's else with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, this is Sean Ingram.
Yeah, no, Sean and Sherelle James, are you on the line as well? You should be.
I am here. Yes.
Well, I hear you, Sherelle. Come on through.
Tell everyone a little bit about yourself. Let them know who you are and how you got involved in this thing.
Yeah, well, great day, everyone. My name is Sherelle James. I am a profit strategist. And as Jimmy mentioned, there was a free show where you get 90 days and you have to pitch an idea. And I did. I pitched an idea. The show is called Profit Matters. And it's about talking about business owners' business plan, but they don't profit plan. And so in this show, we'll really be giving tips and provide experts that can elevate the listeners to think about their business in a different way. You know, one of the statistics I'll give really quick, and before I do that, I just want to say I'm just so honored and so excited to have this opportunity. But one of the statistics that I give, and I really, really is kind of the forefront for this show is that business owners provide half of the labor force for the U.S., half of the labor force. I want you guys to think about that. But they take home an average of $59,000 a year, and that's with a second stream of income. So they are providing for people to be able to provide for their homes, half of the labor force, and yet they're struggling themselves. And a lot of it has to do because we're business planning but not profit planning. And for me, it's not about the money. It's really about the options that the money affords. And I'm excited to share just what I know, what I've done over many, many years. I always say that businesses have money, but then they say, now what? And so they're making money, but they don't know if they're profitable. They just know that they're making money. And so they have the what, but not the how. And I just want to be able to help them stop from looking good on the outside while living in fear, trapped in the day-to-day, struggling to understand where money is going and how to grow. I want to be able to share with them some of those things, and that's what I'll be doing. So I'm a finalist. It's two of us that are finalists. I'm super excited about it. So we get a 30-minute show. I can't wait for that to happen, and I'm just in love. I'm excited.
Man, well, welcome to the family. Welcome to 88.1 The Truth Family. Sean, give me what you're looking for this Christmas.
What I'm looking for this Christmas, personally?
Yeah. Well, and probably from your vision perspective or personally.
Okay. Actually, I just thought about it today. Truthfully, all I want for this Christmas is just for the community and the people to support my nonprofit, which is the Sean Ingram Academy. We do intervention and diversion programs for at-risk youth. Honestly, you know, I think as you grow and as you get older, you want less and less, but you require more and more of just the love and the support. So personally, I can't think of anything I personally want. But like you said,
that's
just
good.
To share inspiration. You know, I guess my biggest goal in life now is just to die empty in a sense. So I don't, you know, I don't look at the getting. I look at more of the giving. So, you know, my biggest Christmas gift is just for people to be happy, you know, no matter what situation they may be in.
You're right.
And just continue to stay in that peace and have that peace of mind. So that's my biggest, you know, hope for Christmas and the holidays, because I've been on the other side of the fence too, and you know, and so like my show is basically teaching prisoners, you know, how to come out and become entrepreneurs. So I know on the other side of the fence, sometimes, you know, we take the holidays for granted, not being around family. But when you're in a situation where you can't, or you don't have an option to give gifts, and you don't have an option, you know, to be happy or to be at peace, you know, that's one thing. So we want to provide that light to those who don't have at the same time.
Oh, man. Oh, that's awesome. Wow. That's a great Christmas gift in itself. Wow. I don't think anybody could ask for more. You guys hold on for just a minute. We're going to take a pause for the calls, and this is a very familiar voice, so we'll be back in a minute. This is Bishop Michael Bates on the African American Talk Radio Show Christmas Special.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every Dot Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black. B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sharon West, host of The Truth About Mental Health, where we will be talking about what's on your mind, an exciting talk show all about dispelling myths and taboos surrounding mental illness. I'll be discussing topics of mental health that concern us all. And most importantly, you will have the opportunity to text or email me your questions in advance. I want to empower you weekly on 88.1, The Truth, a global experience. Yes, this is where you will hear the truth about mental health as I educate and inspire you weekly. You can find me weekly at 881thetruth.com, a satellite radio station. That's 881thetruth.com.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on this, our Christmas edition of the African American Talk Radio Show. Jimmy, Sherelle, Sean, so wonderful having you guys with us. I want you to stay on if you can. If you can be with us a little further. Wanted to kind of get into and introduce you guys to some of the other people who will be working with you guys for Christmas. I wanted to have some of the hidden behind-the-scenes people come on tonight, and then we've got three of the greatest comics in the world who are going to entertain us and give us some great Christmas gift. Then we're going to be hearing from the female entrepreneur, Bill Bondsman, jack of all trades. We got some folk for you. Jimmy, and you guys just hold on for a minute. Dr. K. Love, if you can hear me in this portion of the studio, do you have any of the other engineers with you, Val, Angie, or Helen, or tonight?
Yes, I'm on the line, Bishop. This is Valerie.
Hello,
Happy
Val.
Happy holidays to everyone. I'm good.
Thank you.
Angie is on the line.
Jimmy and everybody, this is
Valerie. Is on the line. Happy holidays, everyone.
Amen. You guys haven't met these ladies, but these are the three of the other ladies in the studio who keep everybody looking good. And so I wanted you guys to be able to kind of say hello to one another because you'll be working back and forth. Valerie, say hello to Jimmy, Sean, and Sherelle.
Hello, Jimmy, Sean, and Sherelle.
Happy holidays.
Hello, how you doing?
And we just want to say, really, we really appreciate what you do. You know, like Bishop Bay says, sometimes we don't see hear your voice on the air or your face out there, but none of it happens without people like you making it happen. So I understand how that works. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Yes, and I really appreciate you all, too.
Angie?
Yes, how are you all doing?
I'm fine. Say hello to Jimmy, Sherelle, and Sean. Introduce yourself.
Hi, how are you? My name is Angeline. I go by Angie, and I look forward to working with you all, and may you have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Thank you.
And I think we have
Thank
Helen.
Angie.
Helen, are you
Thank
with
you.
Are you there tonight?
Yes, I'm on the line. Hello, everyone. Happy holidays.
Hi, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
So they do all
Looking
the...
Looking forward to working with you all in 2018. Amen.
They do all the editing, et cetera, and you can tell Angie's a member of my church. You can hear her amen and all of that in the background. So, and I was going to tell her, you know, she's not at church today, so she can, you know, she can hold the amens for a minute. But I wanted to have these guys on tonight, so they do so much under the leadership of Dr. K. Love, Karen Wright, and many times they don't get a lot of credit. Dr. K. Love, Karen Wright, are you? I know you're here tonight. Can you say hello? I think everybody's kind of met you, but I wanted you to give some Merry Christmas and season greetings to our audience.
Greetings, greetings. Hello, everyone, and good evening. I'm so just so happy to be with you all tonight as we celebrate Christmas. Looking forward to everything to come in 2018 with 88.1 The Truth. Looking forward to our launch date, January 5th through the 8th, and all of the great things to come.
Well, thank you. I'm sure you, Jimmy knows you pretty well, but I wanted Sean and Sherelle to get acquainted with you. Let's do this. Hold on, everybody. Let's go. We're all around the globe today. I'm looking and seeing these lines are lit up, so we're having a global Christmas. CC Love Child, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay,
hold on. Hi, everybody.
You're not in church either. Hold on.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. Hello.
Kim.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, well, yes. Kim Vine, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Hello.
All right. Austin Rich, are you with us tonight?
God bless you. Yes, sir. How's that doing?
Great, man. We're great to have you guys. These are three, I believe, one of the best comics. And is it okay to call female comics, or do we call them comedians, too?
You can call me broke.
Listen, okay.
That's the best way to sum it up. Call me broke. You ain't got to be politically correct.
Well, we've got Sherelle James on the line. She'll fix you up.
She'll fix that, won't you, Jimmy?
Take the wheel, Sherelle. Take the wheel.
Absolutely.
You and Jesus.
I can work with Jesus.
All right. Cece, tell us a little about your show.
My show is called Healing Through Humor, and it started 3 years ago. I've been on tour. I'm going to various cities, churches, different events, just spreading healing through humor. I was diagnosed with kidney failure, and the only way I know to get through it is to laugh, and laughter is the best medicine. So as God heals me, I'm healing others through humor.
Man, these are some of the best comics in town, in the world, man. All of them have a story. Healing with humor. Wow, that's... And I've been around for a few minutes. I've kind of watched you just grow and grow and grow and grow. Why did you kind of name that your show?
Because I believe that laughter is the best medicine. I believe that the more you laugh, the better you feel. And sometimes if I can't laugh at a situation I'm going through, it's harder for me to make it through it.
Wow.
So I always try to find the humor in the situation.
Wow. Well, hold on a minute. We'll be right back in a minute.
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. This is Cece Lovechild of Healing Through Humor on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience satellite radio. And from my family, my truth family, we are all wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Don't forget to check me out on 88.1thetruth.com for Healing Through Humor.
Cece Lovechild. Cece, your co-host is Jack Daniels. I'm not talking about the drink either. Tell us a little bit about your...
me and Jack Daniels went to school together. His actual name is Jack A. Daniels, is what he's patented as. And he's a therapist. He's a counselor. And he's currently counseling Sheree on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. He's been my relationship therapist for on and off for a few years, being that I haven't been in a stable relationship since I met Jesus. So, but y'all, Jack's gonna come on and give relationship advice for the married, the single, and all that good stuff.
Right, I know you're a preacher's kid and one of the best comics out here. What's your favorite Christmas song that you can introduce to tonight?
Oh, you know, there is nothing like the Temptations. I'm talking about the curl couldn't get quite right Temptations.
Wow.
And Silent Night. Baby, listen, takes me in every time.
Well, you heard it. Silent Night, oh man. I know your dad's been a pastor I just talked to him a few days ago. I think he said it's been his 26-year pastoring. I've been knowing you and the family a long time, and I've been watching. So let's do Silent Night. Cece on the Truth Network. Is that you singing, CC?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was about to go into a whole, you know, another course. I'm sorry.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Nakia Belcher, are you with us tonight on the African American Talk Radio Show Christmas Special?
Yes, I am here.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Oh, I know that. So don't come on down low key and nervous.
I'm all of that.
I hear that Christmas should be good for you. We're working on your show coming to the network. But I know that you're all around town. Bell Bob's woman. What's Christmas like for you right now? You've got your new business up. What's Christmas like for you?
It's pretty busy at this point. You know, a lot of people are trying to get their family home for the holidays, so it's definitely a blessing to be able to help people and work with people so that they can have their loved ones home for the holidays.
And so when you mean home, you mean by reindeer?
Out of bondage. Out of bondage or out of jail, out of incarceration, just so they can spend that time with their, you know, family or kids.
Wow. So what's the life of a female bail bondsman? And how do you do all that?
We don't have enough time in a day. It's that. You can't even explain it. There's just so many different emotions and different things that, you know, you go through in a day that people don't even imagine. They just think, you know, our job, we just go there, collect money, and then people come home. But, I mean, you take a lot of that home with you, you know, every day. You know, those are people's lives and, you know, their future and things like that. So I'm just blessed to be in a position where I'm able to help those that, you know, can't get help, you know, somewhere else. So I definitely try to help my community with that and some of the surrounding areas so that they are able to save that job or, you know, save their kids or their family and things like that. So it's definitely a blessing.
Wow, that is wonderful. That's the Christmas spirit. And let our global audience know, Nakia, what area of the world are you in tonight and your business and your new, what is it, a new store?
Resale shop, yes. I'm in the Columbia, Missouri area, Jeff City, kind of in that mid-Missouri area there. And I just reopened my resale shop. I have a resale shop here in Boone County, which is Columbia. And basically, I'm a upscale resale, new and slightly used boutique. And we have clothing, and now we've added, like, furnishings and things like that to another area. So we're definitely growing. I bought my daughter a board, and now we're just kind of plowing away, ready for 2018.
Wow. Nakia, hold on and stay with us for just a few minutes. I want to kind of explain some other things that you do. Let's go to comedian Austin Rich. Austin Rich, are you with us tonight on the African American Talk Radio Show Christmas Special? We're glad to have you tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Oh, man. Good to hear from you tonight. We're going to take a station identification for just a moment. Here comes a real familiar voice. Let me know if you know this guy. He's got a show coming up on 88.1 The Truth. I think he might even kind of recognize his own voice.
Hey, world, this is comedian Austin Rich, and I want you to be my guest on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. That's right. I want you to join me here weekly and listen to my new show, Be My Guest, streaming on 88.1 The Truth.
Pimpin. Do you mean to tell me that they done gave you a show on the radio, Pimpin?
Yeah, man, they done gave me my own show on the radio.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I know. It's going to be amazing.
You really need to stop talking to yourself.
I know. Anyway, the reason that I need to stop talking myself because I need you all to join me so I can talk to you all. My guests and I are going to be adding gut-busting laughter to your week. Find me on 881thetruth.com. That's 881thetruth.com. Be my guest. I cannot wait.
Comedian Austin Rich, we've got him from around the globe tonight. Austin, you know you always blow me away with your gifts and your talents. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Basically, my show is called Be My Guest, and it's the basis of it is to be more interactive with people out in the public. So it's pretty much just taking the idea of the show and moving it from being in a studio or just sitting at a table and taking it out into the public and everyday life and getting some feedback from people that wouldn't have a platform to voice their opinions and their expressions. You know, we have so many people that are political advisors and experts on everything and under the sun on social medias nowadays. So I feel like it's only right to give them a chance to actually give their opinions and views on a national platform.
And I understand that you have Cat Williams with you tonight.
Yeah, I guess I give you all a little bit of that. I never really know what to say whenever people ask me that. So I guess just wing it. But
pimping. I appreciate you, everybody, for having me tonight. Y'all caught me in the middle of doing my hair tonight, so I thank you all for doing that. But we look forward to having a great show, and everybody, God bless you.
CC. Austin, we can't wait. We can't wait. I looked at the grid today and CC, I want you to meet Austin Rich. He and Kim are out of the same place, Louisville, Kentucky. Jimmy here, Sean, Sherelle, Nakia, Jimmy has the Every Dot Black channel, so we want to get Austin registered with it. We'll find out. I think Austin is one of the I'm going to try to be funny. Now, Austin's probably one of the best Caucasian comedians out here.
Nice.
I think the young man is multi-talented and gifted. We're just glad to have you, Austin. Before you go, give us one of your real jokes.
I had one the other day that I tried out, and it went over fairly well. But it's a little dark, but it's pretty funny that I thought. But so a part of my section of my comedy, I guess, when people ask me always where my motivation comes from, and you know, ask her if like I write material down or if I write out my jokes and things like that, and I said no, I really don't. So I pretty much just jot down little ideas and stuff here and there, but nothing that I really write out. So I had a section of my comedy that I guess I would call it, for lack of a better term, my thoughts in an altered state of mind, I guess we could say. So I guess like some of the random thoughts to myself that I had while in an altered state of mind that like I would read the previous day and maybe forget, but I would, like I said, these notes would be a reminder for myself. So the first one that I thought that I woke up the day after and I was reading my notes, and this one was really funny to me. I guess these are the jokes that I wrote to myself to make sure that I remember. So pretty much the first one was, I feel like it'd be really awkward to be a female elementary school teacher and your last name was Carriage, because all the kids all day would, you know, call you Miscarriage. it's a little dark, but I guess it's still funny to me.
Man, we can't wait. Give me one of your favorite Christmas songs, Austin. We know you got to go. We're glad to have you. Look forward to Be My Guest. Give us one of your favorite Christmas songs on the Truth Network.
Let's see. If I had to go with one, it'd probably be I think it's who is it? It's Fantasia and CeeLo Green. It's Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's one of the ones I can get down.
Oh man, that's one of my favorites too. Well, it's Austin Rich. I didn't expect him to pull that one out with Baby, It's Cold Outside. CeeLo Green and who else? Fantasia.
Fantasia.
On the African American Talk Radio Show. On
baby, I've enjoyed having you over this evening. I really don't want you to go. Is there anything I can say to make you stay?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Darling, it's so cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They feel like I.
My mother will start to worry.
What's your hurry?
My father will be patient the floor.
To that fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Hey, don't you worry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Rock a phone while I pour.
You see, the neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in that drink?
It has to be had out there. No.
I wish I knew.
Austin Rich on the Truth Network 88.1, January the 8th.
Well, this is Jimmy. I just want to say Merry Christmas, Austin. I'm not sure if you're still with us or not, but also I just wanted to send an invitation to all of you to join the EveryBlackEntrepreneur.com and become part of the Every Black family. Now, I have to admit, I'm not sure. What we do is we promote our members through technology. And I'm not sure how I'm going to handle the bail bondsman, but we want all of you anyway. We'll figure it out.
Nakia.
Yes, I'm here.
Listen,
yeah,
Jimmy.
Sure. I'm not sure we're going to promote you, but we'll work it out.
Okay.
Listen, here's a great thing about her, and I know she's real humble and sweet. God bless her heart. Nakia, can you actually just kind of... just on one finger, tell everybody kind of all of the things that I see you doing.
Well, besides bail bonds, like I said, I have a resale shop, and I'm also a notary for the state of Missouri. I do credit repair for financial education services, and I'm also a licensed insurance agent. So I work with Primerica. So those are some of the other things that I do along with my other businesses.
So Jimmy, you'll be able to figure out how to market her.
Okay, I think we can work some of that, yeah.
Jimmy said so. Well, Nakia, hold on a minute. Sean, Sherelle, Cece, I want you to come right back in a minute. We've got Kim Vaughn, the glamour girl of comedy, coming up next on the African American Talk Radio Show, special edition Christmas special. This is Bishop Michael Bake Sr. and my co-host is Sonia Bishop. Coming up next, Kim Vaughn.
Hey, this is Kim Vaughn, the glamour girl of comedy, and I've got something that I just want you to join me. Every Sunday, I want you to join me for Giggle and Gossip. Oh my goodness, I love this show. This show is going to give the stage to the country's finest clean comics and up-and-coming faith-based artists from all over the globe. I'm going to be your host, and I want you to join me. You will hear us every Sunday on 88.1, The Truth. That's 88.1, The Truth, a global experience. Easiest way to find us is 881thetruth.com. Again, 881thetruth.com. I cannot wait for you to join us.
This is Bishop Michael Bake Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. My co-host is Sonia Bishop. Kim Vaughn, the glamour girl of comedy, are you with us tonight on the African American Talk Radio Show?
I think three of us out of the seven personalities are. Yeah. How you doing? And a child shall lead them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have at least three of you. You've got a show coming that Sunday, and you've got one coming that Monday. You're on the Giggles and Gospel, and then you're on the Every Dot Black channel. Your boss is on the line, Jimmy Davis. Jimmy, here's Kim Vaughn.
Yes, and I love Jimmy like a play cousin. Jimmy is going to help me get on into the gates of glory. That whole lineup has been assigned to me. They thought I was just joining. They was assigned to me. They're going to help keep me straight. 2018, I'm going to be straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad to have you.
CC, meet Kim Vaughn. Kim Vaughn, meet CC, love child.
I'm well. How are you? I am fine, poor old bird shaking off dust, but God is able.
Listen, won't he do it?
All the time.
Yes, he'll do it if you let him. Hallelujah. Praise the God of the Bible.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, hold on, both of you. CeCe is a preacher's kid. Kim, just tell us a little about what's going on in your life, and then I'm going to want you in.
I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, and, you know, the season gets you right, and so would a glass of eggnog. But I just got to, like, remind a couple of people, I don't want to call them ratchet rules for Christmas, but it's some things that you got to know, especially this countdown, because it's you know, people rolling up their sleeves now, you know, the last little Elmo, the last little, you know, Dora the Explorer. But when you go out, know where you park. I had more people this weekend did not remember what a car looked like. And then, you know, I'm stalking you because I'm driving 2 miles per hour like Miss Daisy trying to find out where you going. Then you cut over three rows. Now I got to get back over there. It's already somebody waiting. Now we playing laser tag with the blinkers. You know, just common sense. Next thing, you got your gift, get your tail in your car. Don't look at your receipt right then and there. 9 times out of 10, all them bags look alike. You ain't going to know if it's there or not. Don't get in your car. Don't be rolling your ankles and rubbing your knees. Back out, let somebody else in. You know, I'm not bitter because I don't want people to understand. You know, it's just seven of, you know, three of us and the four of us, the seven. Others just sit back and nod and moan, you know, the hymns until New Year's. They, because, you know, it just gets a little unkilted. Don't put no Salvation Army bell ringer outside the Dollar Tree. This man won a dollar. I got to go spend a dollar. You know, that hurts my self-esteem. I don't want short turns at me. You know, seriously. And you know good and daggone well, if your chip don't work, it ain't going to work 2 hours before closing Christmas Eve. Don't get up to the front of the line and be swipe it again. Now, you know what's wrong with this visa. And don't be waiting, hoping that your deposit from your paycheck is going to hit, hold up all the line.
Oh,
so I'm not bitter. I'm not. God is in my heart. You know, it is. If it ain't got no tag on it, leave it. God is trying to help you. You don't need it. Don't go to the front of the line. Hold all 30 of us up, 2 kids and the 1 lady diabetic, to find a price check. If you don't see it, it's gone. Don't ask for the crushed cranberries. Don't ask for the crushed pineapple. You should have got that Halloween. You know, I need prayer, y'all. I got a bunch of Christians around me. Yeah, I do. I need prayer. That just ain't right, you know? It just ain't right. So.
Do they have... So, now I'm not trying. Jimmy, you guys, Nikia, listen, this is true, straight Kim. I need you to come back and remember. This is true. What she just said was real funny. And it's on my list tonight on Christmas memories. One of the greatest Christmases me and my brothers and sisters had was my mom and dad and my grandmother did all the shopping through Santa Claus and all that kind of good stuff. And my granddaddy went off and got drunk, and he forgot where he parked the car. it was pandemonium, man. He couldn't remember. They called the police, you know, acting like the car was stolen. And they gave my mom, dad, grandma, and Santa Claus gave them about 2 hours to go shopping again. And around 2 o'clock that morning, police say they had found the car, The car was still parked, still full of gas, tanks in it. So we had the, one of the greatest Christmas we ever had because we had triple toys. We had more toys than we knew what to do with because my granddaddy got drunk and forgot the car. Just forgot where the car is. So, Kim, you're working in the prophetic. But if you don't be real careful, you're going to need Nakia. Nakia, do you work in Louisville, Kentucky?
I'm only licensed in the state of Missouri, so I couldn't help her. But I could try to send a referral and, you know, help her out. I ain't going to need you.
We get you out. We get
you. Yeah. My neighbors is going to need you because they pit bulls keep messing up my nativity. Yeah, my neighbors is going to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nerdy.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, Nikki, can you get my booster out before Christmas so my children can have Christmas? Because right now, honey, it's not looking too good.
Uh-oh. It depends on the amount of the bond we got to work with. We'll talk about that after the...
Okay.
Kim, tell us a little bit about your show with on Every Dot Black. Every Dot Black
was literally nothing but Jesus in the midst of a microphone and an opportunity. Meeting Jimmy Davis was through the radio, literally, because he was Bluetooth through the stereo system of the car I was driving. And it was just a very eager, excited person. You don't meet people excited about their jobs. You just don't. You go to Burger King, can I help you? You know, Jimmy was like, hey, I've got a network station, satellite. And I was like, wow. The opportunity to join that station, number one, everybody on there got sent. So it's a little intimidating. Like, I'm coming behind people that's ads, financial advisors, real estate. I'm like, shoot, I failed algebra and I rent an apartment. Like, it's kind of hard shoes to feel. But he blessed me with a co-host that's got real good sense. And she's a beautiful person, Carnilla Hill. She is an interior decorator. Not only is she pretty, but you can have her help you get pretty. She's an interior decorator. She knows the pillows and the shams and drapes. And she's just a bubbly, bubbly person. But our show's platform, basically, you hear the opportunities, you hear the advancements, you hear technology, you hear coming back into society. We kind of cover those people doing so. The successes will have people that are entrepreneurs, athletes, actresses, songwriters, authors, but more so, we focus on the mindset of making it. At what point did you say, you know what, I'm not going to be this person anymore. I'm going to give my notice. My wife and I have prayed, and this is the moment. You know, were you scared? Were you nervous? The first sale or the first platform of making it in your craft, what did it make you feel like? Because being blessed 15-plus years in the industry of comedy, I love hearing those stories, and I'm still at certain points. So when you hear it, not only does it motivate you, but it lets you know that you're not alone. You know, did you get upset? Did you get depressed? Did you feel like giving up? I bet you quit for 30 days, didn't you? You know, we don't hear that. So that's kind of where we're at. But it's
we've
a wonderful...
Yeah, man. No, I was just saying, we've heard you on your empowerment tour. We've seen you motivate so many people in the audience. So,
which is scary. Oh, Jesus.
I've seen them come up to you. Life just changed like you were a Baptist preacher. Let me see.
I just want to know I made a difference. You know, that's it.
Jimmy's giving so many the opportunity to do so. Sherelle, you were. Are you still with us, Sherelle?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Your energy is kind of going to flow over to Kim's. Nakia, everybody can throw your hands. We're going to party for just a few minutes. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left. Man, it's really been great having you guys. I wish we could allow everybody to talk to the audience, but they'll be able to kind of identify with what we're doing here tonight. Kim, so you're the little fiery one here on
I know, my medicine's kicking at about 8 o'clock. It'll all go down. It'll quiet down.
Well, Jimmy can end you. Give me your Christmas song for tonight.
Oh, I was young, but it was one of them songs that you just saw everybody scooting around and dancing. Curtis Blow, Rapping Christmas, that thing came out in 1979. Ain't kind of flume, but that was always
1979. Wow.
Yes, that's what you always heard at the little gatherings, and the kids had to go in the other room because the grown folks was laughing and drinking eggnog and eating rum cake. So, yeah.
All right, let's Curtis Blow. I didn't realize it was that.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
hold Irish. It now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna make it good, gonna rock, shock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap's about to happen like a D, you were slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red through the two with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player lay down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went through the attic where I thought I heard the static on a chance that the fans from the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, say, and I let the sucker in.
Probably. Listen, you got, well, man, time is, we've got a few minutes left. I'm probably the oldest guy on this line, so probably nobody in there had ever known that song, but me and Kim probably knew it as a little kid, probably running around there getting
Hey, watch your mouth.
Getting in trouble. Oh, man. Jimmy,
give us
our Christmas greeting.
Well, I want to give you another Christmas song. I have an aunt. I lived in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'd go visit with her. And she would play the same song over and over and over. And then Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown.
Now, see, Jimmy, you messing with me now. That's my song right there.
Yeah.
So, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. You remember that was James Brown. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto, boy. They would play that all the time, man. See, now you're bringing up some stuff. See, I'm going to get in trouble because my auntie, boy, she would play that during Christmas time. She had a Winston in one hand and a bottle of JB in there before Sunday service.
I same thing with my aunt. And it was remember the old 75, and she just played it over and over and over.
Wow.
But I just want to give thanks to everyone for calling in tonight. I'm really looking forward to, I know we're all looking forward to 2018. If it has even half of what 2017 brought, we're going to be doing pretty well next year. So I just want to give thanks to God for bringing us all together, and I'm just really excited. So thank you all.
Sherelle, send us off with our Christmas greeting.
Yes, sir. I am sending Christmas greetings to each and every household. May your dreams for 2018 come true. May the peace fill your home. May you have the courage to step in the places that you need to step. And may, at the end of the day, may you have peace in your mind and your heart. Merry Christmas.
Amen. Sean.
I just want to encourage people to persevere their process, survive their struggle, and keep on keeping on. Keep the faith strong, stay grounded, and stay grinding. And like I said, just find that peace, peace of mind, peace within yourself, peace within your family, and just peace in life. And just continue to let the light shine within you.
Wow. Nakia.
Yes.
Give us your Christmas greeting.
I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I just want to tell everyone to follow your dreams in 2018.
Wow, that's good enough. Follow your dream in 2018. Wow. Amen. I'll join church behind that. Cece, give us one of your jokes before you give us your Christmas greeting.
Ooh. Gosh, you can't put me on the spot like that. I guess you can. Let me see. I got a joke. I'm trying to think of a good one. But until then, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very, very, very Happy New Year. There was oh my God, I really forgot my joke. I'm sorry.
Look, if I know you, you're struggling. I know why you're struggling, but we can try to get Jimmy and them, give us a G joke, you know. Don't.
Yeah, I don't have any good G jokes right now.
Well, Kim will kind of mentor you and help you in that area.
I'm still learning myself. Don't put me out there.
Look, I tell you, we're going to be able to be more flexible for you on your show. That's why your show is at 8 o'clock. I can see our tour coming up this summer, the 88.1 Comedy Tour, so... of course, you and Kim will be working together in Austin, and we've got two or three other great, great comics, so it's going to be great. Stay with us. Kim, give us our Christmas greeting, and pull one out the bag if you can.
No longer is poverty and starvation in third world countries. For $2 a day, you too can adopt Kim this year. See that she eats. See that her bills are paid. See that her cake. No, I'm just playing. That sounded good, though, right?
Yes, it did.
Y'all start to reach it. Yeah, see? One of us out of seven. No, you know, 2018, the whole phrase is, why not you? Why not you? Why not make up your mind to do the things that you want to do that you haven't been able to do? And, you know, to even come through this year, it says that we are warriors. 2017 was something else. So to family, near, far, those that are traveling, those that are recovering, those that are away for distance reasons, I just want to say Merry Christmas. God bless you and have one of the greatest New Years that you can imagine. And it all starts with you.
Man, before we let you go, give us I know you have Jimmy's show, and then you have Giggles and Gospel.
That's all, because Rent-A-Center might be listening. They don't need to know all my business. Yeah, I'm going to make payments. I got to catch up on stuff. That's two is enough.
So
I'm
you
just
have
playing,
a...
I'm just playing. Rent-A-Center might be a sponsor one day. I'm just playing. Jesus, take the wheel.
Well, you, between you and Cece, I think Jesus is going to have his hands full.
That's how you know he got a sense of humor.
Wow. The engineer is letting us know that it's time to go. Jimmy, Sherelle, Nakia, Sean, to the engineers, Angie, Val, Helen, Karen, to everybody who supported us all this year. I'm standing in agreement with Jimmy and Kim on this one, that 2017 has already blown us out the water. We have the streaming television up and going. Our radio is January the 5th through the 8th. The pay-per-view specials are lined up. We're launching an entrepreneurial revolution. We are so blessed of God and so happy to be able to just celebrate what we are about to walk into. All right, let's leave here, Cece, with a familiar voice. I'm sure everybody has heard this voice before. Man, I heard it over and over, and I'll probably be hearing it with my grandkids in a few days.
Hey, look! Those! Hey, what do you know? One of them likes you.
Yeah, Fireball? You really think so?
Here comes the coach.
All right, yelling. All right now. That's better. My name is Comet. And even though I'm your instructor, I want to be your pal. Right? Right. My job is to make bucks out of you. So let's go. Now then, our first game is called Takeoff. We all want to pull Santa's sleigh someday, don't we? So we must learn to fly.
Okay.
Now, who's first to fly? One at a time. You. You're Dash's little boy, aren't you? You go first. All right, now. The whole trick is getting up enough speed and jumping into the wind. You got it? Go ahead.
He won't get to us for a while yet. Now's your chance to get acquainted with that dough.
Well, we've heard that one so much, and I could go on and on and on. This has been Bishop Michael Bates, your host of the African American Talk Radio Show. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, very happy, happy New Year. Let's look forward to a brand new year.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Love somebody.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know.
Merry Christmas.